sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 19 kuMfumfu 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngakathi samachukela yadula ama cooking oil kawakho ekhemisi silama BP silama sugar diabetes abonakali kuthazi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu ze ngerand nxa ngela mntwana olerand ngeyetshontsha yini ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela.
Kathi sike sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 bese sifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama kungaelekthwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani noma ngubani ovela kwi-civil society ama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lomama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama.
Abekhomishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba yeZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalela eParliament lilokhu lisehla osokudala ukuthi bangene ngohlelo lweproportional representation kuphela. Ukuhlelo oza Friday umsakazo weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Spanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela limithi. Bakhala njalo langokuthi intengo isikhuphuke okwesabekayo okufana lokuthi sebegwetshelwe ukufa ngababusayo ngoba imikhuhlane abalayo ifuna imithi nsuku zonke kodwa ayisathengeki. Ubathabile Masuku sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba nzima elizweni, kwabagulayo khona kuphambili bengatholi ukwelatshwa okupheleleyo ngenxa yokuvala kwamavinkili athengisa imithi kanye lokuthi abalamali yakwamanye amazwe. Amafamasi amaningi asethengisa ngedola lemelika kuphela njalo engela mithi eyiyo edingwa ngabantu kakhulu. Uhlupho olukhulu lubikwa kuyikuswelakala kwemali yokuyathenga phandle kwelizwe njalo akuqali ngabo ngoba labo bevele bethenga ngemali yaphandle. Umnumzana Bolton Mhlanga obeme phandle kwenye ifamasi wehluleka ukuthola umuthi uthi bayalile ukumthengisela ngenxa yokuthi ubephethe ibond note. Umhlanga uthi maningi amafamasi abevalile kuthiwa basahlolisisa ukuthi balempahla ezinganani i-closed for stock taking.
Ngingazama lapho ukuthi ngithenga umuthi wezinyo kwenye ifamasi. Ngathi ngifika lapha manje mina dintwe ama bond note then bathi bafuna ama US dollar. Mina ama US dollar la adengelayo. Ngizenza ukuthi ngiphiwe phandle lami ngizame ukuhlanganisa leli US dollar lankhona. Kuye kunzima ngoba yeyo ifamasi adivuliwe amanye adevaliwe kuthiwa close due to stock taking.
Ugogo Dlamini uthi sebethwele nzima ngoba bengela mali yakamanye amazwe ikakhulu labo abangela abantwana abaphandle kwelizwe.
Tinogogo vila sakwazi siyalahlwa silabantwana asizalanga kathi samachukela yadula ama cooking oil kawakho ekhemisi silama BP silama sugar diabetes abonakali kuthazi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu ze ngerand nxa ngela mntwana olerand ngeyetshontsha yini ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi labanini bamafamasi bathi abangeke bakhuluma lentathela izindaba ngoba besesabela ukuthi bengazithezela olulenkume. Umnumzana Johannes Kloet olefamasi kobulawayo uthi isimo lesi sedola lemelika saqala kudala lapho bekhuluma ngokulinganisa idola lebond note.
Inkinga ekhona lapha ukuthi i situation leyi e US dollar has been going on for a very long time. Befaka indaba ye bond isiba yona i 1:1.
Isimo somnotho elizweni siqhubeka singamahuhle. Njalo abasebuzimeni obukhulu ngabantu makhaza ngoba laba ababusayo besithi bengagula baye kwamanye amazwe bechiya uZulu engelamithi. Uhulumende usanda kunika isigaba semithi imali ephose ibe izigidi eziyisikhombisa kuzigidi ezingamachumi amabili lane ezifunekayo. Ingcosana le ayifiki indawo njalo isibangele ukuthi uhlupho lolu luqhubekele phambili. Laba abathengisayo bazigezile besithi ngabe labo bathenga ngemali yakuleli bebezathengisa ngeyakuleli kodwa akunjalo. Nimele iStudio 7. Nikobulawayo ningubathabile masuku.
Abe commission ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba eZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalela eParliamente lelokhu lisehla okwethusayo osokudala ukuba bangene ngohlelo lwezikhundla aba bekelwa zona ole proportional representation kuphela. Lokhu kubikwa kuveza ukuba akulabandla elihlonipha ukukhuphulwa kwaleli nani ngokuvotelwa kwabesifazana. Okuninga lolu daba sikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva komhlangano weZimbabwe Gender Commission wesibili kobulawayo obuhlaziya udaba lwempumela yokhetho, amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ezweni avumelene ukuba ukhetho olwedluleyo belunzima kwabesifazana. Ucommissioner Victor Nkiwane uthi uhlelo lweproportional representation kuzamele luqhubekele phambili ngoba ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyancindezela omama abangena kwezombusazwe. Ethi akulabandla elilandela isisekelo sombuso ngena ani labesifazana abangena edale loba iziqondiso zenhlanganiso eSADC ethi kumele babe yisilinganiso sokwedlula okungamachumi amahlanu ekhulwini i50%.
Proportional representation iyafuneka ngoba i one party passed the post ukuthi owinileyo sehle engena abanye bahle basale bonke. Sibone ngani iya undermine democracy.
Kokheli we-MDCT uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi sekumele kudingwe indlela zokubona ukuba kuzihlalo zedalela eParliamente zonke ingxenye kumele ibe ngeyabesifazana.
I-proportional representation siyayifuna ukuthi iqhubekele phambili kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi omama labo babe sebe-representwa okulingani labo baba ekumasitsilana angu-210. So kwakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama. Kunga elektwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani ovela kusivil society ama independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lo mama be apply bese bevotelwa ngabo mama. Ukwenza ukuthi omama bevotelwa mama bazihamba bebe represent izinto zabo ngona ngani kathesi because omama babehamba ngama political parties kunokuthi ayi whipping system omama babe ngale be whipper nxa kule issue yabo mama ufuna ukuyireza nxa iparty yakho ingayifuni issue yankona awusenelisi ukuthi uyireza. So kathesi kuza kuba ngcono ngokuthi omama babekwazi ukuthi mina ngithunywe ngabo mama ukuthi ngiye eParliament so ngizafika ngenza izinto zabo mama.
Ilunga ledale leParliament kobulawayo unkosikazi Priscilla Mushonga uthi iPR ayikafezi injongo yayo.
Sithe sizacela ukuthi siza support abantu ababefuna ukuthi ngaba yayini iyangezelela isikhathi ngoba asikalungisi lokho esayifakela khona manxa siyextender kumele ibe sijinjwe ukuthi izasebenza njani. For example ngeke yaphungubamba ama political parties kuphela ngoba kuthi ukuthi omama bangeke kuma political parties abazoze bakwanisa ukuthi bangene ku proportional representation.
Unkosikazi Agnina Samson Mhlanga ilunga ledale leParliamente eChiretsi uthi bafuna iPR iqhubekele phambili.
Umthetho we proportional representation dina maso mama sifuna ukuthi uyengezelwe. Siyabona ukuthi othonge so mama siyavumelana uama party wonke ngenxa yokuthi futhi singene kuma constituencies into yasifika ngokuthi obaba vele basondisa imali thina vele asila mali even nxa singangene kuma constituency vele asiphumelele mina ngimeleli I Tshirenzi district abantu banivotelayo omama
osakhulayo uFelicitas Ncube ongenela umhlangano uthi abasakhulayo abangamantombazana kumele bangachiwa phandle kundaba zombusazwe
into ekhona ukuthi thina njengabasakhulayo abangamantombazana singafisa ukuthi sithole uncedo lokuthi sitshintshe imindset yethu kumbe sithole uncedo lokuthi sibe ngama leaders amahle kodwa konke khona lokho esikufisayo kuqala yithi engqondweni zethu ukuthi thina sifisa ukuba yini sifisa ukuba ngobani ezimpilweni zethu
udaba lwabesifazana labasakhulayo kwezombusazwe ezweni zimqoka baqhubeka belwela amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso ukuba amabandla lo kulumende bawahloniphe loba nje ngemva kokhetho inani labesifazana abangene edale lephalamende liphansi kuhlanganisa labaphiwe ukukhokhela ingatsha zikahulumende kuthi kubukhokheli belizwe kulomongameli labasekeli bakhe ababili abesilisa ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu
Umfumfu inyanga lapho kunanzwa umsebenzi wokufundisana ngomkhuhlane owemvukuzane yebele, ye breast cancer awareness month. Ngakho ke umsakazo wakho we Studio 7 umanyana labanye kulomsebenzi ngokwethula inhlelo zemfundiso eziphathelane lemvukuzane yebele. Kusukise lamhla ka 22 umfumfu kusiyafika umhla ka 26. Sixoxa labantu abasinda kumvukuzane yebele belandisa ngokunqoba kwabo abalahlekelwa izihlobo labo belandisa ubuhlobo abadibana lawo imfundiso evela kubodokotela kanye lokunye lingakhuthwa yilezi nhlelo zemfundiso ku Studio 7 ngo 7:30 ntambama la ngo 6:30 ekuseni kusukisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi awe 909 AM 4930 6040 15460 lagu 1885 kilohertz ku short wave
Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha akhankasela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights namhla ikhweze udaba lokuphikisa umthelo wesilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini osanda kwethulwa ngumphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube emthethwandaba weHigh Court Iqwetha lalinhlanganiso umnumzana Tendai Bithi nguye ohambe imthethwandaba emela olwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ongoyinhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association umnumzana Mfundo Mlilo. Umnumzana Bithi uthi umthelo kancube lo kawukho emthethweni ngakho uthi kumele wesulwe. Umthelo lo uphatha abasebenzisa amakhadi abo ebhanga ukuthenga kumbe kubhadala kanye labathumezelana imali ama-electronic transactions ngesiNgisi. Akukaziwa ukuthi udaba lolu luzahlafunwa nini ngomthethwandaba.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Kuhlwa iLife Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okuphuma ekuhlaleni kwedale lekhomishini ecobungula imbangela yodlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho okwadutshulwa abantu abayisikhombisa bafa ngebutho. Thumelani text message unombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ingcwethi ezibona ngokutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo zomhlaba zixwayisa ukuba uhlelo olukhuthazwa ngabebhanga lamazwe omhlaba ele World Bank lokwakhiwa kwamadamu amakhulu kwelelayos nxa lungahlelwanga kuhlelo lakho okudala ingxaki enkulu kulelo lizwe. umongameli Jovenel Moise wale Haiti ugcizelele ukuzinikela kwakhe ekulwiseni udubo lwenkohlakalo elizweni lakhe. Utsho lokhu ngemva kokutshengisela kwabantu besithi bafuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi imali yaya ngapi ukusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo. Umoise ubesenkundleni yokukhulumisana eTwitter esithi uhulumende wakhe usacubungula labo ababikwa abachaphaza leyo mali bangafunyanwa belecala bazajeziswa kanzima. Inhlanganiso yeConsumer Council of Zimbabwe ithi imali edingwa yimuli eyodwa ukuthi iziphilise ngenyanga ePoverty Datum Line isikhwele ngamadola angamachumi amathathu kusukela kunyanga kaNcwabakazi kusiya kwedluleyo kaMpandula yafika kumadola angamakhulu ayisichiyagalolunye lanye i-$591. Isiphathamandla salenhlanganiso umnumzana Comfort Muchekeza uthi sokunzima ukuhlela kuhle imali le njengoba intengo yempahla iqhubeka ikhuphuka kumbe isehliswa nsuku zonke elizweni.
Sidinga umbele 591 sikhuluma ngeminimum ukuthi at least leyo umuntu will make ends meet. Ngakho kukhulunywa nge-poverty datum line isikhathi esiningi iya-excluda lawa ama-luxuries ngikhonokho okuninginingi bathiyabethi ukuthi umuntu aphile nje ethola ama-very basic necessities ukudla sikhangelela indawo yokuhlala kuma-identity suburb sikhangelela ukuthi layo every month bayaseva mbijana yama-insethi ukuthi kufuna umuntu ufuna ukuya esibhedlela sikhangelela layo ukuthi uyaseva mbijana ekubhadalela abantwana for i-basic education.
Lizayilungisa nini njalo ukuthi ilingane lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokho kukhona?
Thina siyareviewa every month lama-monthly reviews but while it ama-surveys uyikhela ama-surveys every week that yenza ama-surveys then at the end of the month si-average ama-weekly surveys lawana. Like what I said, with the first cut, we told them to be delayed. Something else did, we are in case of a fool. Until the following week, we told them, it is a VHL. We are going to give you an example. Last week, like I told them, situation in the world, we decided to take a ride for almost $7. But that is not the same as the average of $4. Last week, we told them, we were saying, some are cooking oil in 2 liters. Ngama $9 khathesi amashopu nxa ekhona uyathola ukuthi bathengisa nge-$3.99 siga yethu ngama-service e-1 week siyabe sikhangela ukuthi what is the average monthly trade yama-price. So sikhangela ukuthi end of October siyabe sesikhombayila enye fika iyakwanisa ukuthi iqanse ukudlula lapha ekwansukuthi khonapho or uyeke depending ngokuthi i-marketing ifonda njani kuma-demand lama-supply.
Lo ngumnumzana Comfort Muchekeza isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe sixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uBekuthemba Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bawulinde ngabomvu umdlalo wangensonto abazawudlala leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni iBarber Fields koBulawayo. Intathe yezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu uthi amalungiselelo eqembu lakhe ahambe kuhle kakhulu njalo abadlali bakhe bonke batshengise ukuba namadlabuzane kakhulu ngesikhathi bezilolonga. Ukuthi khona ukuba iqembu leHighlanders ngelinye lamaqembu amakhulu elizweni yikho kwenza bonke abadlali babe lo mdlandla odlala ngensonto.
Ngolangana abafana bonke bayimelele bayilindile nale game leHighlanders njengoba sikwazi sonke ukuthi iHighlanders i-team enkulu kakhulu lapha ebholeni leZimbabwe. So akula muntu ongafuniyo ukudlala against iHighlanders and ukudlala against iHighlanders kusho ukuthi uyabubukelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu and if perform against iHighlanders akwaziwe ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lihlezi endaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane elile miklomelo elithumi lathoba mnemunye. kusele imidlalo emihlanu kuba imidlalo yalonyaka esigaba seCastlaga Premier Soccer League ifike emaphethelweni njalo iqembu lebulaya sithi kumele linqobe kuyo yonke ukuze liyale lilokhuli lethemba lokwala lidlala kusigaba sePSL. Undlovu uthi yena iKF libekhona kudedelwa imidlalo yeqembu lesizwe lilakho oba liphazamise abafana bakhe bona abanqobe iqembu elilwisa kuphakamisa isicoco eseligi elingeze Platinum Stars emdlalweni wabo olandelwa yilo wangempela viki elandelayo.
Ibreak le ingabe isiphambanise kakhulu ngoba thina ngokufuna kwethu ngokufisa kwethu besifisa ukuthi aluba sithe siqeda ukudlala le lingeze Platinum igame ye-Highlanders yalandela ngeviki ekade ilandela naliyana. But akusabanga njalo sihlezi 2 or 3 weeks siku break, so thina ngokwethu kusifisele emuva because bese singene kufomu yokuthi bekuzaba nzima ukuthi kube le team akade sasimisa.
Kumidlalo eminye eliselelayo kusizini yalonyaka iqembu lebulawayo City lizadlala leleZPC Kariba, eleyada, eleKFC United kanye leleMtare City. Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCastlaga Premier Soccer League ekhona kulimpela viki iqembu leZPC Kariba lizadlala leleCape United eNyamunga, iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars lizancikelana leleChapungu eBaobab, iqembu leNicruti lizadibana leleFC Platinum ngaseAscott, iqembu leChickenini lizadlala leleBulawayo Chiefs ngaseLuveve. Yonke le imidlalo yakusasa ngomgqibelo ukuthi ngensonto iqembu leMtare City Rovers lizadlala leleYada ngaseVengere, iqembu leDynamos lizatshana leleBlack Rhinos ngaseRufaro, iqembu leTriangle lizemukela eleHerentals ngaseKibo, kuthi eleJapani Mine lizadlala leleHarare City ngaseMaclass. Kolunye udaba olumayelana nomdlalo wenguqu uhlelo lokuba amaqembu basele kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup azadlala njani kusigaba sesemifinal luqhutshwe namhla esigodlweni iHarare, njalo iqembu leHarare City lizadibana leleCape United kuthi eleDynamos lizadlala leleTriangle. Inkundla okuzadlalelwa khona limidlalo ngkhona zizatshelwa uZulu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Codebreakers, abadabuka kuntuthu ziyathunxa koBulawayo njalo bacula umdumo weSoulful Hip Hop.
Ma Viki wonke ngalesi sikhathi siledunela izingoma zabaculi baseZimbabwe, abanye basacathula abanye vele liyabazi, nampo abanye ke abatsha beqoqoda enkundleni.
New school girl, I got a crush on you, know that I'm not your type, I'm just an old school boy. Let me be your man. Promise I'll love you, girl, in an old school way.
Salibona ni salibona ni lonke. Minika malami ngu Sikia wago Bulawayo eZimbabwe. O sebenza leqembu okuthiwa yi Codebreakers, CPS Codebreakers.
Leli iqembu limunjwe ngamajaha asakhulayo bese sikolweni. Abantwana ngibamanga ubana ke bebancane kangaka, baqale njani ezokucula?
Thina nje ama Codebreakers siqale ukunto zokuhlabela early 2016, like yikho lapha esihlangane khona sonke sabayi sababathathu. Ama Codebreakers sibathathu saqala into zethu zokuhlabela kwangale officially to record. Recorda a studio of Just Peace Records. Just Peace Records leyi ikhonapha ngithi koBulawayo. So let's be patient in our ancient love and make it happen.
I wanna kiss your Lushalo lwakho ke mlalelo othandekayo uhlelo Hoza Friday lama code breakers ke abahlabeleli abasaxathulayo abahlabelela abatsha bona ke basebenza njani labanye ke lapha ke kwezomculo
sizazama ukusebenza labantu abaningi abahlukeneyo abanye babesinegisa khona kuyangithi how do we establish ourselves and futhi manage ukuthi sisebenze le artist eleZimbabwe elikhulu ele-hip hop okuthiwa ngustana elihlala eHarare.
Kulezi nsuku abahlabeleli abaningi imiculo yabo ke kayizwakali ukuthi icula ngani. Laba-ke baba-code breakers bathi-ke owabo-ke umculo ngokuthi banelizwi abafuna ukulitshela laba abalalelayo.
Thina ye code breakers lesifiso sokuthi sitshele abantu imusic yethu, like sicommunicate lawo ngemusic yethu, ngoba thina ingoma esizenzayo ziclean zile message. So besizama ukuthi sifikelele, sizama ukuthola abantu, sizama ukufika ukuthi imusic ekhona ikwanisa ukunjani ukuthi ithole ithinte inhliziyo zabantu.
Sekhosaka ingoma esimnandi kanje ku Studio 7. Lezi ngoma phela abantu babethanda ukuthi babezazi ukubana bangazithola kanjani ukuze baxhasane lani bali support.
Thina imusic yethu ikakhulu siyifaka kubo itholakala ku YouTube le SoundCloud buku sikhona njenge-CBS Nation 2, Twitter khona njalo njenge @CodeBreakers GA3. Ku Instagram Codebreakers Nation. That my daddy did and never noticed. How did it feel when you knew you were ahead of me? I gave you love, I gave you trust because you paid me. Out of everybody.
Besila ma Codebreakers. Bulolu hlelo. What's up? Oh, it's a Friday. Isikhathi sangona bakwethu sesidliwe ngumangoye. Ngithi kini libe lempela sonto eli chukela. Hey, come on, guys, Jesus Banda. Bye bye.
If the world don't cross the paddle for you, take a bullet for the people, for the battle for you. Too many people love your folly, but they don't value you. That's why they never know you, never see your delicacy. I'm sick and tired of people always trying, pulling me down. Try to grab my feet and always try to wish for my crown. But whoever tries to bring me down is already beneath. So I always give him chills. I see the haters gnashing teeth. To be frank with you, man, I've been counting losses since birth. I've been feeling like the most unlucky kid on this earth. Now I tell the world to watch my story paint up on these walls. Watch me go through all this game and live in my club full of
gold. Yebo ke lapho lizwa iqembu labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Bona ke badabuka kwentuthu ziyathunqa kobulawayo, wacula ke umdumo okuthiwa yi soulful hip hop. Silethemba liukholisile liuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Hayike isikhathi savume ukuba siqhubeke sisonke. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa yenau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.